that you're older, but what can I do? I leave in the morning, I'll forget that I am surely falling. Grew up in a...
Yo, what is up, guys? This is WMUC-FM College Park, and guess what time it is? It's Third Rail Radio time.
Good morning.
This is Becca. I'm Becca.
Oh. And I'm Sean.
Sorry, guys. And we have two very, very cool bands today. One, our lovely rec studio helper called them like Black Country New Road of the East Coast, which I think is very precious. And I'm very excited, but we need an extra like 5 minutes to help them set up. So anyways, we're going to play a little PSA, and then Sean and I are going to yap for a little bit because I really don't feel like playing the no dab that I've played.
Good things come for those who wait.
Two full semesters already. So we are going to... Hear me out. We're going to support the Graduate Labor Union PSA clean.wav. I like saying WAV. It's funny. I know it's WAV, but I love saying WAV. So anyways, support the Graduate Labor Union because they need it.
True.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
You know, I personally really love the graduate labor union. Graduate students on campus and across, you know, I'm presuming just the United States, They're stepped on. They're not respected, but they do a lot of work, and I think we need to support our graduate students, because I have quite a few that are my friends, or that I know of, whatever, and they deserve respect, and I think it's great. Amen. Anyways, Sean, what do you have? What are we talking about today?
Oh, my goodness. I was actually throwing back... I was telling Becca right before we started, I run into a real unfortunate circumstance. I got home from the metro on Friday night, around 9 p.m. when it's very newly dark. My electric scooter had been stolen, which was beautiful. I was very happy to see that, actually. Don't know why they did that, because you can't charge that, so that's a little stupid. I was very distraught. I was very awakened to the crime rates going on.
What are you saying?
I don't know, but I was just really disappointed. I was very sad. I called my parents, and I was like, Mom, I'm so sorry. Someone stole my scooter. And they're like, you didn't do anything. And I'm like, I know. It's not... But like, you literally locked it up. There's nothing you can do. Okay. Anyway, so I'm down $250.
But guess who's up $300? I got my first paycheck.
Yeah.
Which was really great. Fire. Working at the evil coffee shop.
Whoa.
Whoa. And if you're a WMUC-er, you probably know exactly what that coffee shop
Whoa.
Is. I don't know if I'm allowed to say, like, on air, any judgment about anything, but...
I don't know if you can.
But hear me out. There's a pipeline. The WMUC-er to barista
true. I'm also a barista.
But specifically at that place, Pipeline.
Not at that place. I'm a barista at a boba shop in D.C. It's actually pretty low-key recommend. What's your go-to coffee order? This is a really important question.
You know, I really just like iced lattes with oat milk. I mean, look at me. Or matcha. I've become like a matcha warrior recently.
Respect.
Specifically because I have a couple of friends that are leaving, and they love matcha, and I need to make them a matcha before they go.
Right now, this morning I had a pistachio latte, and it was so good. I tried this new place called Cafe June in Ellicott City. Yum, yum. Really popular too. So
I like how you just go places. You just show up at random places.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of how
I'm going to Curacao in 2 weeks. If we're going to talk about random places, I'm going to. I think it's near the Netherlands. If I'm right, it's like an island near the Netherlands. I could be totally wrong. I could also be saying it wrong. It's either Curacao or Curacao. Or Curacao. I don't know. But if you know the island, you know what I'm talking about.
I love when Sean says things to me.
Thank you.
It's really
thank
great.
You, do you mean that?
I do mean that.
Awesome, awesome.
I really do.
Great.
You're one of the least evil people I know.
That's so kind. That's so kind. Man.
And, you know, shout out my evil people, because, I mean, I love them to death. They're literally just probably all here. They're all here. They're in the general vicinity.
I mean, if we're on shoutouts right now, I'm going to shout out Faux Pas, my a cappella group. We have our final show this Wednesday.
We're not.
7 p.m.
You can't tell people to come, though. You can't tell people to come.
I technically didn't say come. That's true. Said when it was.
It is at 7 p.m.
It is at 7 p.m. at the Hof Theater in Stan. But however you want to go about that is completely up to you.
See, I personally like telling people, "Oh yeah, I'll show up." Never do. Never do.
Fake.
I never show up. I'm fake.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I'm nice.
I'm a little fake.
I didn't mean that. Okay. Ooh, here's another fun question. What's a fun conspiracy theory you believe
oh
in?
Oh my god. I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. What's yours?
I'm going to say this with my full chest. Avril Lavigne is dead, and she's been dead since 2003.
Oh, wow. Since 2003.
Do you know the lore? So her, like, grandfather died in, like, 2002, 2003, and she's, like, 19. She's got her first album out. And then there were so many rumors, because maybe she disappeared or something. I don't know fully. But she, like, disappeared, and a lot of people thought she had taken her own life.
Oh, my.
Which...
Oh, my.
Scary. But the whole theory is that she's been replaced by this clone. Someone who's been, like, you know, physically altered to look exactly like Avril Lavigne.
Her name
is Melissa Vandello.
Like,
and some people note this. I've seen YouTube videos on this. I've seen, like, essays.
You're an expert. You're an expert.
I also had the biggest Avril Lavigne phase in, like, 7th grade. Like, she got...
Checks out.
She got me through a lot of shout-out Avril. anyway. I was watching a bunch of interview comparisons of Avril in, like, 2005 and 2007, and just alone, there's such a sheer difference in, like, the way she talked and her mannerisms and, like, way she looked a little bit.
Okay, we're ready.
Is that how you feel about that?
Oh, they're not ready. They're just saying hi to me. I got really scared.
Loki, that's a good thing, because if we were to leave off just on that alone, like, kind of a cliffhanger to be so cool.
But, like, hear me out.
Guys, let us know. DM Third Rail Radio on Instagram, and let us know if you think Avril Lavigne is still alive. Or if it's been Melissa all along.
Well, you know, I can't necessarily say one way or another, but I do have to admit, once you get very famous and you get into the spotlight, obviously you get media training.
Yeah, and you got a point with that.
And you have to save face.
And true, media training was a lot more popular back then than it is now.
I think we need to bring back media training.
Low-key, I think we need to bring it back to a point.
Bring it back to a point.
Bring it back to a point.
Just don't make yourself look like an idiot. Don't
bring it back to a point where you can be professional and you can get the job done, but don't bring it back to a point where you're not funny.
Or just fun in general, yeah. Or, like...
more fun.
Sorry, I'm texting... I'm texting the inside.
On the job.
The inside being our coworkers.
Yeah, across the room.
Across the room.
Across the room in the rec
studio. Across the room in the rec studio. I'm so sorry, guys.
Good things come to us late in the... And I understand by that.
I've waited for a very long time. Very early on in my life. True. It was too late.
That's the same exact energy. You ever hear that Drag Race quote that was like, I was born at a very young age? You ever heard that? Because what you just said made me think of that.
That was...
I was born at a very young age.
That was a Marguerite Duras reference from The Lover. The book, The Lover. I'm no saying idea. Words.
No idea.
I'm saying words to you.
The topic of books.
Please don't.
I'm about halfway through Fourth Wing, and it's an exciting read. And that's all I will say.
On the topic of books, on my end, I'm reading actual literature.
Wow.
I'm currently reading, well, rereading, because I reread it every year, Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs.
Well, Fourth Wing's about dragons.
I don't know if I can say on air what Naked Lunch is about.
I mean, I have no idea.
It's very debaucherous.
Oh, good word choice.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thank you.
Future English major.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I got the book as a Christmas present in sophomore year of high school, as one does. And it, like, changed my life. And it's really influenced, you know, how I interact and, like, choose the media that I enjoy. Specifically, like, songs, literature, my own stuff. It's pretty great. I think that one, like, important, like, seminal, like, book that, like, either, or, like, song or film that, like, you got really invested in, like, you know, during a very pivotal. I'm just saying things now, like, pivotal or, like, transformative time in your life will, like, forever stick with you. That's just how I feel. I'm just some woman on the radio. No one's listening.
Don't talk like that. You kill the vibe, kill the mood.
Sorry.
Everybody and their mother is listening right now.
You know who I really hope is listening right now? Esoteric person I knew of, but properly met last week. Shout out to you.
Shout out to my Aunt Patty. Oh. She worked in radio a lot. Oh, and when I told her I got this gig, she was like, oh, no way, Sean, that's so cool. And I said, I know.
I keep watching Wonk through, like, the little window. They really are Black Country New Road.
I'm so excited. At one point, I want to get strobe lights in the FM room and just kind of make this turn third world into a rave, really. Except nobody's dancing. It's just me.
It's just you.
It's just me. It's just me. And the camera's not even recording the band. The camera's actually just recording me.
It's pretty narcissistic.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's my mantra in life. It's like, how can I make this about me? Not true. I'm lying. among the bands that would be more important than...
Sorry. I have this habit of just, like, kind of staring at Sean and acting, like, exasperated.
Yeah, it'd be so real. It's kind of scary.
It is?
I was a little scared.
I'm no, so not,
it's not like... No, it's not... I know you mean well. I know you mean well.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
It's so over, guys. It's so over.
I know.
Let's see what my mutuals on Spotify are listening to. I'm concerned. I'm concerned. It's okay. It's okay. Got a lot of Era, Nutri-Milk Hotel, Mount Erie. Elliot Smith.
Ugh.
I'm worried.
I still think about... I learned, like, literally a week ago that Elliot Smith played third rail. And that threw me for a loop. Well, he didn't play third rail, but he was here at one point.
I believe so,
he
yeah.
He played WMUC at one point.
Yes.
It wasn't third rail. Yeah, finding that out threw me for a loop because I love that guy. I think he's so talented. And he is, unfortunately... He's part of the curse of 97, right?
Who else died? Was it River... not River Squirrel.
That might sound terrible. Okay, I just want to know. Okay,
we just got insider information.
Yeah. Well...
Let's see if we can just kind of maybe pull it away. Hopefully that sounds a little better.
God, I hope. What? Eh.
All right, we're good. Want guys. Oh no, it's gone to electric.
Well, we're Wonk. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We're very excited to be here. Thank you, Third Rail, for having us. Here's our first song. It's called Holy. Thank you. and the flowers of May. Thank you. We're just going to move around a little bit. Thank you very much. That was called Holy. thanks for coming. Our next song is called Money Mother. Prodigy eats them and chokes. Mother feeds them two sounds of planes, spoonfuls of reasons why Prodigy should stay. Money Mother. Next up, we've got The Last Chinese Cigarette in Scotland. Thank you. She blesses our pavement. Wedding, sullen confetti at our feet, burning, breathing. Thank you. Thank you so much again for having us on. Thank you, Chase, in the sound booth right now. Oh, we love Baltimore Avenue. next up, we've got a song called Media Mogul Superstar. It's a bit more of a dancey one than the last ones. Thanks for coming, guys. Thank you. soaked paper on the floor, melted in. These are the words she doesn't use anymore. She's a dark little princess, ex-dancer, eating money for lunch, writing the news. Today is called The Silence of Sound. Thank you again for having us. I think we're having an interview later as well, so stick around for that. Hot gossip going to be dropped. Okay. Here's Silence of Sound. At least not loving. Surface absence, but existing silently. Quietly, I can hear your hairs tangle and feel your prodding words. I'm quiet, a irritating priestess with heavy judgment. The people untwist my legs. Eager to know me, thirsty for a taste.
All right, guys, and that was Wonk from Washington, D.C. We get them straight to the live room. I gotta talk to them. So, Wonk, Wonk, please. Anyways, I'm gonna go play some music real quick to give them a little bit of time. And we are going to play The Death Note by Normal State. I think they're coming out with new music pretty soon. Would love to have them on Third Rail next semester.
help me figure out what I'm doing here. I can't see for shit, and she is nowhere near. Radio is loud, but my thoughts are soft. Wool jacket's supposed to keep me warm. Turns out I was just cloth. Oh.
Oh my god, we have three wonkers. three wonk members.
We got more people where coming. Where are
oh my god.
Really good.
Where's Elliot?
Oh, he's heading. Where should we use
the King on the
can we use that chair? So
yeah. Oh yeah. Sit wherever you want. Sit wherever makes you feel comfortable. In the trash can.
Right at home.
Oh my god. That's really beautiful. Yeah. See, at least now you guys don't have to like move the mic a whole bunch. Because
exactly.
When you hear it like through the headphones, it's like so Wonk. I love you guys. I love you guys. It's really funny. I knew who you guys were until last week Chase texts me. And he goes, Wonk, Third Rail. And I was like, whatever, sure. He was like, they're kind of like Black Country New Road. And I was like, sure. And I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you.
I'm very, very happy you're here. You guys were amazing. Probably my favorite set of this entire semester.
Really good. Insane.
What
the hell?
Thank you.
All right. So... can you kind of, like, tell us about yourselves? Well, first of all, introduce yourselves. Tell us your names, you know, where you live, social security number, like, credit card numbers.
Sure. I don't even remember.
My name is David Patnode. I live in Blue Hill, Maine. I go to Georgetown University. And my social security number starts with 007, just like all the other Maine-born people. So that's
all. My name is Daisy Casewell. I don't have a social security number, because I'm from England. I'm on a year abroad at Georgetown University, so I go home in June. But I'm from the University of Edinburgh.
Oh my god.
Also from London. Many places.
My name's Griffin Elliott. I'm from Groton, Massachusetts. And I think you guys probably have one listener
Groton.
Right there, and that's my mom. Shout out to Mary Elliott. Mary the House Fairy. My social security number is 226-95. No, I changed one digit. You guys guess.
I'm Elliot Anderson. I've kind of lost my voice, but that's okay. I'm from Frederick, Maryland. And my social security number has a lot of sevens in it, so I guess I'm lucky for that. And I also go to Georgetown University. Pretty crazy.
Oh my god.
I'm Christina Penn. I'm Christina Penn. My voice is also gone to shit, but.
Oh, Christina, we changed.
We changed the words in one of the songs so that we wouldn't swear.
Dude, okay, hear me out though. Don't worry. That has happened multiple times.
And also, she was the one who was mad at PR.
I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm from New York. I also go to Georgetown. And my social security number, I don't think I remember it.
Fair enough.
Well, to calm your nerves a little bit about the cursing thing, I just played a full Baltimore Avenue song and forgot Kyle cursed a lot in it. I didn't care. I was just like, oops, we haven't been caught yet. So can you guys kind of like explain your band? Just explain all of it. Was this like created like in a year?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just levitated the mic to me. Yeah, it was created in a year, less than like I guess.
Mm-hmm. October.
Yeah, me and David started out as a duo. David, thanks, David.
That's me.
Shout out David, who sat next to me. And then we just scooped everyone up along the way. But only since September really, and then obviously we had. I mean, you know how school works, so I won't say that. But yeah, it will die in May, in a few days. We have our last gig on Wednesday, all together, and then we'll never play again.
Where is your last gig?
It's, the location is unconfirmed, but it will drop in the next few days. So stay tuned on Instagram.
At Georgetown.
It is at Georgetown. No,
we have an Instagram, and we're putting.
Oh, sorry, but we have an Instagram, and the location's going on it. Yes. At @wonk_band.
Follow Wonk.
Wonkstagram.
Your band name. To me, when I first like heard Chase say it, it sounded deceiving. It sounded slightly deceiving from like the sound that you have.
Oh, wait, why do you think that? That's really interesting. It's like, do you think the name and the sound aligns?
No.
Really?
No.
Do you think that's important?
No. Really? Yeah, I don't think it's important.
What do you think Wonk sounds like? Like, should our, not Wonk? Us, but like
what the music would, should be.
Yeah.
When I was thinking of Wonk, when Chase DM'd me or texted me that, I was thinking like a 70s teenager's bedroom with like shag carpet and like a bunch of like lava lamps. And your band logo was like that like weird like 70s sort of like lava lampy like
yeah like tie dye
yeah
wow. I thought you guys could... the direction we went to
oh no
I played like the 70s drum kit with like that's the muted true. Drum that's
yeah
when we were recording we went to a studio to record for like this class that we're in that our band is in and the guy, one of the techs that was there was like, he's doing the 70s t-shirt muting thing. I was like, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I guess that's right.
That's about as 70s as we get.
Yeah. Apart from that, it's just minimalism. Yeah. Kim Kardashian minimalism.
Timeless. Mm. Yeah.
The Skims of music.
Truly.
So, hear me out. Not hear me out. Why do I say that? hear me out, guys.
Yeah.
No.
I can't wait for this.
I've got it.
And it's not even hear me out. It's not even a hear me out. It's me asking you your influences.
Okay. So, I don't know. I think, so we all come from, like, pretty diverse music backgrounds.
Will that pick us up if it's...
Is it okay if it just is in the middle?